I think you're calling the emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kimberly. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, I was calling where my husband, his car had basically had stopped on the expressway. And I was calling because he said he called and they say, well, they couldn't find the policy with our policy number and his VIN number. And I don't understand why. And we just got this policy.
Okay, let me see if I can look it up.
Okay.
What's his name?
His name is, the policy is under my name.
Okay, what is your name?
On there. Okay. Tonisha, T-O-N-I-S-H-A, Trotter Baker.
Wait a minute. T-R-O-T-T-E-R-B-A-K-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pull it up by your name. Let me get your policy number.
12-235-17-0700.
12-235. That's where I stopped it.
12-235-17-0700.
Did they even start him a ticket?
Huh?
No, I put it in the wrong place. Did they do a ticket?
No, he just told me that he's car stopped, and they told me that they told him that they couldn't find the policy number. I mean, couldn't find the policy, that we didn't have insurance, basically.
Huh? Let me try it another way. Tanisha.
Yes, I'm basically the owner of the policy, and he's basically he's the driver, one of the drivers, I'll just say that. But it's
okay.
Two vehicles.
All right. Okay, I got it. Do you have any numbers? I mean, letters before it.
So it what before my name?
With your policy.
The policy number? No, it's just numbers.
Okay.
Cause they had on my insurance, like they have my name as Tonisha L. Trotter Baker. I don't know if that would have made a difference, but.
And they spelled your first name correctly?
Yes, it's T as in Tom, O-N-I-S-H-A.
Just one second. All right, may I have your home address?
5443 West Adams Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60644.
Adam without the S, right?
With the S, Adams.
Oh, okay.
A-D-A-M-S.
Can you give me that zip one more time?
60644.
Okay. And may I have the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It is a 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited SUV.
What color?
It's black.
All right. And what's wrong with the vehicle today?
He said it stopped on the expressway.
So he's requesting a jump start or a tow?
I think a jump start.
Okay.
Was you able to find the policy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I don't know who he's talking to, and they told me they couldn't find it. So would it be possible if I could try to call him on three-way so you could know exactly like where he is and everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Merge. Hello?
I'm here. Does the vehicle ship out of parts?
No.
You can't get the gear to shift into neutral?
Nope, I can't get it to shift into neutral. It won't shift.
Okay. And is your vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, to your knowledge?
Four-wheel.
Okay. Okay, did your engine stop running while you were driving?
The vehicle was slowing down while I was on the expressway, so I pulled over to the shoulder. And as I kept trying to step on the gas, the vehicle just kept slowing down. So once I got over to the shoulder, I turned the vehicle off. So when I went to turn it back on, it won't start. It didn't want to start, but it don't actually start.
Okay. Okay. Customer has the key. All right, and where are you located currently?
Right off of the entrance ramp on 290.
Which 90?
On from Austin, 290. 290. 290.
Expressway. You said that exit or the entrance?
Getting on the expressway, from Austin.
Let me put that in your notes.
Two ninety-four.
I'm sorry. Let me correct it over there too. And what you said is at the entrance of what city? I got customer advised they are located.
I'm in Oak Park, but I'm right off of Austin entrance to the expressway.
Austin, the Austin entrance or exit?
Entrance.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's 290, it's 290.
Sir? Is it Expressway 294 or 290?
Interstate 290. 290. Oak Park, Illinois. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've located you. So at this time, I'm going to reach out to a provider who in turn will text you prior to his arrival. You are covered for, well, don't worry about the miles. He's just coming out there on time stop. You'll receive a text message from me as soon as I dispatch him. And when you click on it, it's going to have their name, phone number, as well as the estimated time of arrival. Is there anything else I can do for you before I disconnect the call and reach out to a provider?
No.
All right. Thank y'all very much, and y'all have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.